Blackstone Audio presents The Raising, a novel by Laura Kosciuszko. For Bill. We are enmeshed in a sad dilemma when we ask if these apparitions are natural or miraculous. Montague Summers, the vampire, his kith and kin. And all the winds go sighing for sweet things dying. Christina Rossetti. Prologue. The scene of the accident was bloodless and beautiful. That was the first word that came to Shelley's mind when she pulled over. Beautiful. The full moon had been caught in the damp, bare branches of an ash tree. It shone down on the girl whose blonde hair was fanned around her face. She lay on her side. Her legs were pressed together, bent at the knees. She looked as if she had leapt, perhaps from that tree, or out of the sky, and landed with improbable grace. She was wearing a black dress, and it was pooled around her like a shadow. The boy had already climbed out of the smashed vehicle and crossed a ditch full of dark water to kneel by her side. He seemed about to take her in his arms. He was speaking to her, pushing her hair out of her eyes, gazing into her face. To Shelley, he did not appear panicked. He seemed stunned and rapturous with love. He was kneeling. He was just beginning to slide his arms beneath her body, to cradle or lift her, when Shelley came to her senses long enough to honk the horn of her car. Twice. Three times.